Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tonight, no problems at all getting around. As a matter of fact, almost the entire night is fine. Until we get to, say, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, we'll start to notice the snow in southwestern Worcester County, eventually getting into Boston between about 3 and 5 o'clock in the morning. It's heaviest between about 10 a.m. and about 4 p.m. Doesn't mean it won't be snowing either side of that, but that's the absolute core of the storm. And the blizzard conditions will be occurring most likely during that period, North Shore, as you mentioned, South Shore, Cape and the Islands, not Nantucket. And then as we get for the evening hours, the snow winds down, and Friday and Saturday are just very cold days.
And so let's talk about the winds and the high tides along the coast in particular.
So the high tide tomorrow is the one we're most concerned with. That's during the early part of the afternoon, from about noon till about 2:30 or so in the afternoon, depending on what beach you're at. And that could cause some minor coastal flooding, perhaps moving into the moderate range. But the good news is this thing's moving very quickly. Winds are mainly northerly, so we don't expect a pounding easterly surf like we have gotten during some nor'easters. So there is some good news there. I don't expect to see widespread damage. It's the wind, though, that could take the down power lines and trees. Trees are fairly brittle from all this cold as well, so they may be a little more susceptible to snapping than usual. And power going out, temperature not reaching 15 on Friday and not reaching 10 on Saturday, no power. That means pipes bursting, and that's a real problem.
And what about snowfall totals, do you think, that we'll see by the time Friday comes along?
So generally, you know, it's a 6 to 12-inch snowstorm. As we start to narrow it down, it's probably 8 to 12 in Boston. 12 to 15 inches is possibly going to show up as we get to the southwest suburbs of the city, could even get into Boston and maybe the North Shore. As you get towards, say, Plymouth, Carver, Pocasset, 4 to 8 inches, and then 2 to 4 all the way onto the Outer Cape. Notice there's a blizzard warning in areas that have less snow. It's because the blizzard warning is for visibility under a quarter mile for 3 hours or longer. And then 1 to 3 inches on Nantucket, 4 to 8 well west of Worcester, 2 to 4 if you're headed to the Berkshires, and also northern New England, 6 to 12 inches up into Maine.
And you mentioned that after this major snow, we're going to get more really bitter cold weather.
Friday's brutally cold, temperatures 10 to 15, very gusty winds, wind chills below zero all day long. Saturday even colder. Saturday night is the core of the actual temperature readings. I think Boston may go to -6 or -7, which would be one of the coldest days we've seen in several years. Sunday gets to the mid to upper teens. Monday, wait for it, 34 degrees. Ooh. So hang on to your hats. We have a few days to get through with snow and cold, and then I think a little bit of a thaw for a couple of days.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein will be talking with you a lot over the next few days. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.